Hello, and welcome to Virtual Office Hours First Friday, where today I'm going to be talking about the importance of rest and play every day in your business workday. It is so nice to see all of you live on the call today. Hello. And hello to those of you who are listening to the recording. And let's take a moment and just let yourself fully arrive to this call, so that you can be focused and grounded and get what you need to get from today's information. So just take a deep breath in, breathe in everything that is needed, exhale everything that is not needed. And what is needed, all that is not needed. Go of stress and tension. Then whatever's comfortable for you. Notice yourself on the exhale, just settling in a little deeper, more calmly and peaceful where you're at. In all that is needed. Letting go of all that is not needed in this moment. Nice. All right. So today I'm going to talk about rest and play in business, and it's really important. The balance of that is really important, and it doesn't matter if you're working from home or if you work in corporate America. Having a balance of rest and play in your workday is vital to your mental and physical health. And here are a few benefits you can get from learning and incorporating this new habit. When you have a balance of work and play, you get more energy. You get more creative energy. You solve problems quicker. You have a sense of feeling happier. And I can guarantee you, you're going to be healthier because you're preventing the physical toll that those stress hormones take on us. When you can have a balance of rest and play in your workday, you're more present and you're more connected with yourself. And this can't help but deepen your relationship to others as well. And if you don't have that balance in your life right now, you're probably feeling chronic stress, feeling like you're not getting enough done, maybe always feeling like you're living in a chronic emotional state, some sort of state of anxiety, nervousness, or depletion. You might even be feeling burnt out at work. Physically, you might be having chronic headaches or aches and pains. Stress can even cause weight gain. You might be having trouble sleeping. So today, right in this moment, you are in the right place if you'd like to change the notion or the rule you may have that, or that way of being, that the only way you've done a good job at work is if you're tired or exhausted. You're in the right place if you would like to change that work doesn't have to feel hard or be hard to be productive and worthwhile. Today I'm going to talk with you about accomplishing this new way of being in balance with rest and play every day. And I'm going to talk about what rest really is and what play is meant to be. And I'm also going to explore briefly what does balance mean. I'm also going to give you some tips and strategies to create this new normal and some easy ways to implement this into your life right away. And when you have this balance in your life, you're not going to believe how your workday can feel. In fact, you're going to feel surprised at first and maybe even slightly guilty that your workday can feel so good. So picture yourself getting all of your important things done with ease and fun. Time flies by and you even have energy left over at the end of the day, at the end of your workday. This can be your new normal. So rest and play are not just meant to be a reward at the end of your workday or on the weekend. Rest and play are a way to fuel your imagination, your creativity, your problem-solving abilities, and it enhances your emotional well-being. All great things to have in your workday. So let me talk about rest. When I talk about rest, I'm not just talking about physically resting your muscles. I'm talking about taking breaks and giving your brain a real rest. Giving your brain a real rest is a proven way to sustain concentration and energy levels throughout the day. Resting your brain means giving it a break from making decisions. All the little tasks and decisions you have to make every day as you work gradually deplete your psychological resources. And this is a thing, and it's called decision fatigue. One study I read showed that judges were significantly less likely to grant parole in the hour before lunch or the hour before the end of the workday. The rational brain gets depleted and is less able to do a cost-benefit analysis. And when the brain's depleted like that, it chooses to play it safe. Just send everyone back to jail. We'll just defer this decision till the future. So the brain, when it's depleted, it goes with what's familiar and puts off decision-making. Here's a fun fact about the brain. The brain weighs less than 3 pounds, but uses 30% of the calories we consume. So the good news is that good nutrition, hydration, and rest are all proven ways to avoid decision fatigue. And here we are, talking about rest. So how do you rest the brain? Mindfulness practices are a great way to give your brain a break. And mindfulness is, the definition of that, it's just the gentle effort to be continuously present with the experience in the now. So again, mindfulness means it's just that gentle effort to be present with what you're experiencing now. So take eating, for example. Mindful eating simply means to be gently present to the experience of eating. So sitting quietly and focusing on your lunch can be a small act of mindfulness. But deliberately noticing the sensations of eating. How does it taste? Notice the smells, texture. And what are you noticing the responses to those sensations, physical as well as emotional? Notice how you feel. Are you getting full? Are you enjoying what you're eating? Are you happy with your food choice? Noticing what you're enjoying about the experience is important. And when you're being mindful, if you notice your mind is wandering, you just purposefully bring your attention back to the now. So in my program, Access to Now, I teach a couple of powerful mindfulness tools and use that for a practice called clearing your mental desktop. And whenever you're doing something mindful that involves the brain, just even doing it for a short period of time, like 3 to 5 minutes, is what I encourage people to do for clearing the mental desktop. It gives your brain a break, and it creates a grounded, peaceful, energized state. And some of my clients have called that state that Access to Now can create a shortcut to Zen. If you'd like to know more about that, you can just go to effortless.com and click on services and see when my next program starts. So any meditation practice that you might currently have creates a rest for your brain. And so does yoga. And yoga is a great way because not only does it give your rational brain a break, it stretches those muscles that get tired from sitting in front of the computer. There are a couple of popular apps you can have on your phone that offer short guided meditations. Two apps that I know of are called Headspace and Calm. Headspace and Calm. I like Calm because it gives you a choice of actually different things to peaceful things to look at and you can also pick how long you want to do a restful guided meditation for. Just don't get caught up in the bells and whistles of the apps. That defeats the purpose of giving your brain a break. I want you to consider rest as a mindset. And what I mean by that is purposefully practice in your day the idea of slowing down. When we slow down, you make less mistakes and you prevent accidents. So anytime you catch yourself using the phrase, "I don't have time for this," or you catch yourself feeling harried, I once had a client who said she noticed that she felt like she was always scurrying around. All of those you can use as a barometer or a benchmark to practice slowing down. And when I catch myself doing that and I want to slow down, I even, in a purposefully way, just even walk slower. I'm walking to the fridge to get a drink of water. Really exaggerate slowing down. So it could be really valuable throughout your workday to take multiple short breaks, breaks where your mind is really unplugged. It provides an opportunity for your brain to recuperate, and you get to avoid decision fatigue. Winston Churchill was quoted as saying, "A change is as good as a rest," and he was right. So here's another way to create the feeling like you've gotten a rest, which is changing your location. Changing your location is another way to give your brain a break. Consider working from a cafe or a coffee shop for your afternoon time block of getting work done. Changing where you work during the day changes your brain in the same way a short nap does, according to brain scans. Changing your location can renew your focus. The new location can help you knuckle down on your to-do list more quickly if you're distracted from the tedium of working from home or being stuck in your office. So I hope you consider taking mindful breaks, preferably away from your workspace, and keep your brain rested. So now I want to talk about play. And taking the time to replenish yourself through play is another way to replenish your energy level. So consider when the project you're working on hits a serious glitch. Take some time out and play. Have a few laughs. Laughing does a lot more than taking your mind off the problem. When you play, you engage the creative side of your brain and you silence your inner critic. You know, that psychological barrier that censors your thoughts and ideas. And this can often help you see the problem in a new light and generate fresh creative solutions. Here are some of the benefits of playing at work. It keeps you functional under stress, refreshes your mind and body. Playing at work helps you see problems in a new way, triggers creativity and innovation, and it increases your physical and mental energy and prevents burnout. So I'm going to talk about some of the reasons why we play, and this is really important. And so I want you to listen to the list of reasons why we as humans play and what we get out of it, because we're not all created equal. So here are some of the reasons we play. To learn, create, to feel challenged. We also play to lose ourselves in a pleasurable activity. We play to calm ourselves and focus. We play competitively to win. And we play for the fun and the joy of it. So this is important. I hope you recognized which aspects apply to you, because I definitely do not play to learn or feel challenged or be competitive. And so that's really important. So not all play is created equal. It's important that you recognize what aspects of play really speak to you. And play needs to replenish you. It needs to leave you feeling uplifted and energized. And I want you to use that feeling as a benchmark when you're reevaluating how you play during your workday. Be careful of the type of play that is really hiding or procrastination. And you can tell what kind of play that is when you're really hiding, because you usually feel guilty and depleted after. All right, let's talk strategies of playing. Let's talk about creating opportunities to play in your workday. So again, that's why it's important to be clear on your goals that we just talked about why you play. Because I want you to be able to set yourself up for success and really recognize when you really are tapping into that playful energy. You can play on your own. You can play with a pet. But for even greater benefits, you should involve at least another person in your play and away from sensory overload of electronic gadgets. So what do you like to do that is purely pleasurable and you can lose yourself in it? Because those are the two things that I like to be able to do when I play. And if ideas are not popping into your head, think back to what you enjoyed when you were 10. That might spark some ideas. Another great idea, if you'd like to, if you see value in creating this new habit, is to have a fun accountability buddy. And that's someone who you talk once a week where you can challenge and inspire each other to have, to create play in your day. Maybe even get together with your accountability buddy for, like what appeals to me is getting together with my friend and having tea, because we always laugh. And that's definitely something that feels very playful to me. If you've listened to me for any length of time or work with me, you know what I'm going to say next, which is schedule it. And scheduling it, I just repeat that over and over again because scheduling it has so much value. It signals to your brain that this is something that's important, and it creates that choice point where you really get to show up for yourself because it's on your calendar. So some other ideas about play is the idea of being out in nature. And not all nature is created equally. So studies have shown that a walk in a quiet park or neighborhood is sufficient to refresh your attention span. And if you're someone who likes to be out in nature and that feels playful to you, this can renew your focus because it gives that part of your brain responsible for focus a chance to rest and recover. But a walk down a city street or a noisy street, on the other hand, was found to require too much attention. It didn't let that part of your brain fully relax that needs to. Laughter is a bonus in play if you can do it. And you can do it with yourself or a friend. So some ideas of incorporating laughter when you're on your own is, I've talked about this before, but Pandora and iHeartRadio, they have channels that are all just comedians. And if that's something that floats your boat and makes you laugh, you can incorporate laughter in your day. Just, you know, take a 10-minute break where you just bring up that app, maybe even on a walk when you're out in nature, and just laugh. Something that I'd like to do today on this call is something that's actually called laughter meditation. That's actually a thing. So what I'm going to do in a minute is I'm going to unmute everybody, and we're going to do this laughing meditation. And there's no right or wrong. I'm just going to ask you to laugh out loud along with me, however that works for you, saying the word tee-hee, laughing, giggling, whatever, and we're just going to do it for 30 seconds. And then when we're done, I just want you to notice how you feel. And this reminded me, did you ever do this when you were a kid? We did it at slumber parties, where you laid down and you had your friend's head on your stomach, and you guys were all laying in a circle like that. I'm going to start giggling already. Remember this? And then you do ha, and it'd make your abdomen bounce, and your friend's head would bounce, and you'd go around the circle just doing ha ha ha, and then pretty soon you were all laughing. That totally reminds me of the laughing meditation. So I am going to unmute everyone here, and
hello.
All right, everyone here. We're going to do the laughing meditation, and I'm also going to move my headset up a little bit because I don't want to blow everybody out with noise here. So let me find my timer. And okay, all right, everybody ready? Hopefully, okay. Here we go. Just laugh, ha, 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 ha. This is fun and silly. Oh, all right, take a deep breath. a deep breath. I love that. Oh, that was fun. And I've left everyone unmuted. Just say your first name if you'd like to. In fact, I'd like to hear from someone about what you noticed about doing the laughing meditation. Just, I'm not going to call on you. Just say out your name and let me know what you noticed about laughing.
I'm waiting for someone else to talk.
So tell me what you noticed.
Well, this is Debbie. I thought I wasn't going to be able to do it, and I was like, I was dreading it when you were talking about it. I'm like, no, I can't laugh if there's nothing to laugh about. But it turned out it was easier to do than I thought.
Perfect. You know, the first time I did this on a webinar, I thought the same thing. And what did you notice about how you feel now that we did that just for that short period of time? What do you notice about your body or benefits?
Definitely more energized. I was really tired before we started this thing. I really wanted a nap instead.
Ah, so you went from dreading it and being tired to changing your state to be energized, a little lighter?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing? Okay, thank you. Thank you. And thank you for everyone for laughing and your participation. I'm going to mute everyone. So you can see that the benefit of even doing that when you're just by yourself. And again, think of doing a laughing meditation as a mindful practice where you're doing it purposefully. And we did it for, I think maybe even if not 30 seconds or a little less. And just notice that state change that you created by doing that. Something that's interesting, too, while you're sitting there right now is smile. Without even laughing, just smile. Smile for no reason, even if you're the only one in the room, has similar effects to the laughing meditation. And I'm sure my dogs think I'm insane, because when I'm walking room to room or getting a drink of water, I smile at them. So they either think I'm insane or I'm accidentally picking a fight with them, I'm not sure. But I really do that. I just, in the car, I'll smile for no reason and just notice how your state changes. So other kinds of play can be gardening, reading, and I said before too, playing with your pet. I really do get so much enjoyment from my puppy Stanley, and he loves to play tug of war, and playing tug of war with him for a few minutes really is a pleasurable play activity for me. If you lose yourself in reading, which is another thing that I love to do, just set a timer so that you don't let it turn into procrastination or avoidance. So I want to talk about infusing your workspace or your desk with some playfulness. So consider what lightens your mood or enhances that feeling of play. And consider the five senses, you know, hearing, seeing, smell, touch, taste. If you are an auditory person, so that could be music or wind chimes. If you are someone who likes to look at things, which I am, I have some really fun stuff on my desk that is whimsical and playful and definitely gives me that mindset of playfulness in my workday. One of my best friends, she knows that I mimic Scooby-Doo. I say, rot-row. And she got me this really cute Scooby-Doo thing that has the words rot-row on it. And I have it on a little stand on my desk. And I smile whenever I see it, and it enhances that playfulness. This is a long story that if we work one-on-one, I'm happy to explain why. But my sister sent me a cute, adorable voodoo doll keychain, and I have that hanging on a knob on my desk, because that definitely makes me smile. I'm looking at it right now. If you are someone who likes smells, you can have a candle burning, fresh flowers. If you like, if taste is something, a sense that's important to you, consider treating yourself to your special coffee or tea, or even your favorite gum from childhood. That could be cool and playful. And if you like the sense of touch, you know, there's plenty of things out there, the squishy rubber balls that feel good, if it's something that you might like to throw hand to hand and be playful and whimsical when you're sitting at your desk. Those stress reliever toys, when you squeeze them, their body parts pop out. That could be a good playful touch thing to have on your desk. And if anybody would like to share any other ideas for creating a sense of play as an activity or a mindset, I'd love to hear about it. So I'm going to end with talking about what the concept of balance. Because when I say the balance of rest and play every day is important, what does balance mean? Well, the good news is that you get to decide. And so just experiment with that. You get to decide what balance means in your life. But consider this. Corporate America says it's law that everyone gets a half an hour for lunch and 2 15-minute breaks. So if it's the law, it must be important. Now, and I'm a big proponent of a lot more than that. But for some of you on this call today, a half-hour lunch and 2 15-minute breaks might be exactly the first starting point for you to practice this new habit of balancing rest and play. So you get to decide how much and how often. And again, I really encourage you to set yourself up for success by scheduling it in your day. That signals your brain it's important and you're more likely to do it. So take stock of what play is for you, and you can get a lot of bang for your buck when you incorporate play into your rest breaks. So that is it for today. I hope you guys all go out and have incorporate some play and rest into your day, whatever is left for you. Don't just leave it for after work and on the weekends. So ask yourself, how are you going to create a balance of rest and play in your work day? If you've got any questions about today or want to explore it, explore this concept a little more fully, hop on over to my website, and you can contact me through there. When I send a link to this recording, I often include a link to my calendar where you can sign up for Comfy Chair Coaching, and I'm happy to talk to you about the concept of rest and play. This is my favorite module to deal with when I work with clients one-on-one, of course, because it's fun. So again, thank you everyone for joining me today. I really appreciate your energy and enthusiasm. And that is it for today. So I'll unmute everyone so we could say goodbye, since you guys are all so great laughing. All right. Thanks again for joining me today.
Thank you.
Talk to you,
Sherry.
Bye.
Sherry.
Uh-huh.
Sherry.
Yeah.
Before you leave, you didn't ask for any questions.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Do you have a question?
Well, I kind of do, because in the very beginning you said your website was effortless.com, but I thought it was effortlessmomentum.com.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I see. I needed to slow down. You're absolutely right. My website is effortlessmomentum.com.
Okay.
Thank you.
I poked it in, and I'm like, oh, that's not right. Okay. That's all. And I really appreciate this, because I'm more likely to take a nap, but I think I need to incorporate a little bit more play to wake myself up.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So.
Awesome. Great idea.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now we can say goodbye.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.